We just heard a few minutes ago about the record numbers of children who continue to arrive at the U.S. border with Mexico. But at the same time, some young undocumented Mexicans are moving in the opposite direction, from the U.S. back to Mexico. Yesterday, we brought you the story of Jorge Lerma, a young man in Seattle who decided to move back to his homeland after 16 years in the U.S. Jorge was given a recorder to document his return home. And today, he and Liz Jones from Here and Now contributing station KUOW bring us the next leg of this journey from Seattle to Mexico.
It's 10:45 a.m. and I'm on the San Diego trolley. Blue Line from downtown San Diego to San Isidro.
And when I was in San Isidro, like, I could see the Mexican flag. Like, you can see Tijuana, like, right next to the border. And I could see, like, a hill with houses. And it was kind of like, wow, this is it.
It felt like he was about to bungee jump. That's how Jorge Lerma described crossing the border from the U.S. back to his native Mexico. Jorge's 32 and spent half his life here in the U.S. He earned an engineering degree at Cal State Los Angeles, but it was worthless here since Jorge was living in the U.S. illegally. He overstayed a tourist visa. Through the years, he hoped immigration reform would open a path for him to legally work here, but he grew tired of waiting and made a tough choice to go home.
Today is my day 2 in Mexico, and I'm at the IFE. Instituto Federal Electoral.
That's where you go to get a national ID card, which you can use at the bank or to rent an apartment. Right away, Jorge set about reestablishing his life in Puebla, a huge city right next to Mexico City. First priority was to get his U.S. high school and college records validated there. Then he could apply for his professional license and finally start his career as an electrical engineer. It's no easy task.
Like, they want, like, so many papers. So, yeah, it's just very difficult and time-consuming and super expensive.
They're just struggling to get documented again.
Jill Anderson is an independent researcher in Mexico City.
Those who are deciding to return with the idea that they're finally, you know, legal citizens. They find themselves undocumented in Mexico also, right?
Anderson's recent work focuses on this phenomena of young people who return home. She calls them los otros dreamers, the other dreamers. After the paperwork's finally sorted out, Anderson says many who return do find good opportunities.
They're studying and working, and there's a lot of surprising and moving examples of success, you know, where there really is a dream to be realized in Mexico.
Anderson says call centers are a hot spot for this bilingual workforce, and the pay is decent by local standards. She estimates about 500,000 Mexicans aged 15 to 32 returned home from 2005 to 2010, a substantial increase from previous years.
So this is our Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. These are all.
After a few months in Mexico, Jorge is still plotting out his next step. On this day, he's at a college fair to look into master's programs in engineering.
So please Skype me when you find a program, because I represent all these British universities.
So if you go out full-time, it'll be a year?
1 year, maestría.
1 year.
But Skype me. Skype me as soon as you can.
Graduate school is one option for Jorge, if he can get a scholarship. He's also got some pressure to join the family business at an auto parts store. In the meantime, he's signed on with a job agency and applied to places like Holiday Inn and an IT company, but no luck so far. These rambunctious kids live next door to Jorge's mom's house, where he's now staying. The kids are 7, 9, and 10. During a recent visit, between giggles, they tried out their English phrases on Jorge.
I love you. I love you. Yeah, I love you.
All the kids say they want to go to the U.S. someday. Then Jorge asks what they all want to be when they grow up. An engineer, one boy says, an industrial engineer.
Oh, industrial?
You can hear Jorge's voice change tone. He gets serious as he warns the kids about the pitfalls of going to the U.S. illegally.
Pero si te vas para los Estados Unidos. Si te vas sin papeles, luego la vida es muy difícil allá.
You can't leave the country, he says. You can't get a good job. Life is hard.
Hello?
Hey, Jorge.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay, good.
During our latest call, Jorge sounds upbeat. He asks about Seattle and some local news. He's clearly still connected to the U.S.
Like, when I opened my browser, it's set up to show the L.A. Times.
When Jorge left Seattle in February, he'd hit a low point. He declared his American dream a failure, and he wondered if the past 15 years here were a waste. As we talk, he marvels at how much his hometown of Puebla has grown since he left. He jokes that Puebla has a new Ferris wheel, even bigger than the one on Seattle's waterfront. But more importantly, he says, foreign companies are bringing more jobs to this region in aerospace and automotive industries.
At least now I can apply to those places. I can aspire to those things.
He says in the U.S., the only hope was to get his papers, get documented, and the chances were slim.
I used to feel hopeless, and now at least I feel like, well, here there's hope.
And that's something he hasn't felt in a while. For Here and Now, I'm Liz Jones in Seattle.